The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday,
gotta get down on Friday.
Friday!
What time is it? Game time! What time is it?
Friday!
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the WeSellKOE.com studios on 94.5 The Answer.
Time for your voice to be heard. Call or text now at 877-235-9405.
Whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears. Progressive Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams is at it again. She opened her mouth. She's talking, and foolishness is coming out. She's facing fierce backlash after a video clip surfaced of her declaring that there is no such thing as a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks. Abrams is heard saying that this is just something that is a manufactured sound designed to control women's bodies. Now, listen carefully. There's a bit of background noise in this room, but listen to Stacey Abrams. This lady wants to be governor of Georgia. Listen up, those of you in Georgia. So she's arguing that the heartbeat that you can hear sometimes around 5.5-6 weeks, and of course that's part of the fetal heartbeat law that has been put on hold because of Planned Parenthood's lawsuit in South Carolina to protect these unborn children at 6 weeks, because most of the medical profession agree that at that point you can hear the heartbeat, and that this little creature that God has created can feel pain. Now, Abrams, this was even surprising coming from her. I mean, she says some outlandish things, but her surprising and inaccurate remarks were shared on Twitter by the Republican National Committee this past Wednesday. And as you can imagine, the reaction against her has been pretty swift. Meghan McCain was one of the first to tweet, "Hearing my baby's heartbeat at 6 weeks is hands down one of the most exciting, liberating, and most beautiful moments of my entire life, hands down." Stacey Abrams is a very sick person to say this and somehow accuse doctors of faking fetal heartbeats. Full stop, McCain wrote. Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Arizona GOP, also chimed in saying, "This woman not only again proves she's a total idiot or liar or both, but also shows how gullible her supporters are." It is kind of insulting, isn't it, that Stacey Abrams would sit on that stage proclaiming that this heartbeat that, again, is often detected at 5.5-6 weeks, that this is a manufactured sound, that the doctors are making this up just to control your body. Sports commentator Michelle Tafoya tweeted, So Stacey Abrams, when my male doctor told me that they could no longer hear my baby's heartbeat as I lost pregnancy after pregnancy, was that fake too? Did they manufacture the absence of my baby's heartbeat in order to force me to terminate the pregnancy? Good question. And so sorry that this lady went through that. A spokesperson for Abrams' campaign said that she supports the guidelines established in Roe v. Wade and the Planned Parenthood versus Casey, in which justices found a fetus was viable at about 23 weeks rather than the 6 weeks when a heartbeat can often be detected. Alex Floyd said in a statement to the Post, Stacey Abrams has already stated her support for limits in line with Roe and Casey, and doctors have been clear that the so-called heartbeat law is not medically accurate. Which doctors are you talking about? Because I've had a lot of doctors tell me that, yes, you can detect a heartbeat at 5.5, 6 weeks, 6.5 weeks, somewhere in that range. According to the American Pregnancy Association, a fetal heartbeat can be detected by an ultrasound, again, sometimes as early as 5.5 weeks. Mount Sinai Medical also explains that 6 to 7 weeks, the baby's heart continues to grow and now beats at a regular rhythm. This can be seen by an ultrasound. I mean, you can see it. That's why groups like Carolina Pregnancy Center, for example, wants to get young women in to see it, and young men, the fathers, to see this ultrasound before making the drastic decision to have an abortion. You can see this living creature, and you can see the heart. You can hear the heartbeat. But again, you got to consider the source. This comes from a lady, Stacey Abrams, who last week appeared on The View, responded to GOP Senator Lindsey Graham's proposal to create a national standard outlawing abortions at about after 15 weeks, saying that she supports the procedure until the time of birth.
I believe that abortion is a medical decision, not a political decision.
Thank you.
And arbitrary politically defined timelines are deeply problematic because they ignore the reality of medical and physiological issues. Mm-hmm. For example, a 6-week ban tells women they have to make reproductive choices before they know they're pregnant.
Yeah.
And that arbitrariness extends into these artificial timelines.
Oh, so it's arbitrary. Just a number somebody's pulled out of the air. Thank goodness Abrams lost to Kemp in 2018, and I challenge those of you who are listening in Georgia today, you got to be sure she loses again this year. You got to be sure that Stacey Abrams does not become your governor in November, because this is what you would expect. This is what you'll get. Listen to her again. Do you want that lady to be your governor if you live in Georgia? 877-235-9405 on this Friday edition of the Morning Answer. It is Free Speech Friday. Love to hear from you. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message, and we'll air that as time permits as well. Speaking of abortion, you know, a lot of Democrats, they would like that to be a prime issue in November. And there were things that were leading us to believe that it was going to be. However, a new report from Google is showing that people's interest in the topic of abortion, that it's fading. That maybe abortion may not be the issue that we that they had hoped it would be, that people are more focused on things like the economy, immigration, and crime. I'll share with you up next some of the details of this report from Google based on searches. And you know, this Google can tell a lot about you based on what you search on the internet. 877-235-9405. It is 8:15 on the Morning Answer.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
You've all heard me talking about one of the Upstate's premier entertainment venues, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. They work hard to make sure that you have all a great selection of shows here in the Upstate. And they've got another performance you don't want to miss. Tonight at 7:30, country music legend John Conley. Much like the songs of which he sings, John Conley lives a domestic life with his wife and three children. Over the last couple of decades, he's achieved a great amount of success simply by being himself. He's had a number of hits, and he's going to be sharing those with you tonight at 7:30. Songs like Lady Lay Me Down, Before My Time, Friday Night Blues, and the list is very long. Tonight at 7:30 at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. For ticketing information and to see the full upcoming lineup, simply visit WalhallaPAC.com, WalhallaPAC.com. It's 8:16.
Welcome back to the Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Texter on the Big Rock text line, Stacey Abrams calls it manufactured. She needs to get a grip on reality and realize that the heartbeat is created by God. Another texter, I believe that Stacey Abrams is applying for a seat at the table on The View. The first question on the application is, how stupid can you be? You don't have to be very bright to be on The View. Jared in Shelby writes, abortion is not a medical or political decision. It is a moral decision. Good point, Jared. 877-235-9405. Your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line as well. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. Hey, have you been thinking about getting your concealed weapon permit? They're being issued across the country at record levels over the past couple of years. If you want to join the ranks of concealed carriers, then CNC Indoor Range, they have you covered. You can register for their one-day Saturday session online at ccindoorrange.com. Just go to the training tab and get registered. And by the way, these classes fill up pretty quickly, so if you're looking to do this fall, go ahead and get your seat in one of these classes. Maybe you can't spend an entire Saturday. You enjoy playing golf, or you got to cut the grass, or whatever. Well, the Morning Answer's premier gun shop, CNC Indoor Range, they've got you covered there too. You can do their split South Carolina CWP course, where you take the first half on a Tuesday evening, and then you complete the course later that week on Thursday night. That's just an example of how CNC Indoor Range, the Morning Answer's premier gun shop, caters to their customers' needs. So if you've been thinking about getting your CWP permit, like so many other Americans have, then register online. Just go to ccindoorrange.com. ccindoorrange.com. Select a training tab. You can also find them at 8287 Aswell Highway in Spartanburg. Run by, register there, and spend some time on the range. CNC Indoor Range, ccindoorrange.com is how you find them. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation today. Christy is in North Carolina. Welcome, Christy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you are, too. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I was just going to point out that I think the reality that's playing out here is a perfectly good example as to why in both of the Carolinas, I sit in North Carolina, but both of the Carolinas deal with this issue. We need to abolish the certificate of need laws. In the medical system, the current monster hospitals are fraught with doctors who really don't believe that conception, that life begins at conception. Maybe if we didn't have those laws in place, physicians who hold these beliefs, who want to align with their patients, could open up new facilities.
Yeah.
And patients could flock to those facilities where they believe their values are honored. And they wouldn't just have to take the lottery, the randomness of just whatever doctor shows up in the hospital that day to give patients advice on what they think think medicine
right.
is. So
yeah.
we have a lack of access to quality health care all over the country, but certainly in Carolina because of certificate of need. So this is just one more example of why we need to get rid of those laws.
Good point, Christy, and I'm glad that you're aware of this because a lot of people just don't understand what the certificate of need is. We came real close to abolishing our certificate of need in South Carolina this past legislative session. I got real involved in that, and we were so close, and no one could quite figure out what happened because literally coming down to the final days of the session, we thought the votes were there. There was some political maneuvering there at the end of the session, and it never got the final vote was never taken in the House. The Senate had already passed it. We couldn't figure it out. Well, we learned a few weeks later that the Speaker of the House, Jay Lucas, who was retiring, was hired by Prisma Health in a lucrative job. And so that kind of answered some questions.
He
retired.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out 2 + 2 = 4 there, right?
Yeah. And Christy, you know what his job is? He's vice president of government affairs, but yet he says he won't be lobbying. He's not going to be lobbying. Now, does that make sense to you that they would pay him
a lot
of money?
Yeah, it does not make sense to me at all. As a matter of fact, anyone with a brain knows that the code word for lobbyist is government affairs director.
Bingo. Bingo, exactly. Hey, good points, Christy. And you know, we got to keep working because next session in South Carolina and you guys in North Carolina got to do the same. We've got to repeal you the certificate of need laws. Appreciate your input. Have a great weekend. And you know, I'd love to know from some of my legislator friends who might be listening, have you received a phone call from Jay Lucas since he took his new job? Have you received an email from Jay Lucas since he took his new job? I'd love to know because, you know, he claims that he's not going to be lobbying you. So I'm putting out a Jay Lucas watch here. If you're a legislator and you're contacted by Jay Lucas, I'd like to know about it. I'd love to know what Mr. Lucas is actually doing as vice president of government affairs for Prisma Health because he shouldn't be contacting you. He shouldn't be contacting legislators. You think I'll get any response on that? You think any legislators will let me know if Jay Lucas contacts them about something? 877-235-9405. Back to the phones. Marie is in Greer. Good morning, Marie.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning, Marie?
I'm doing good. I had to call to comment a couple of comments. This transgenderism stuff, it's all demonic spirits behind this. It's a perversion of anything that is natural that God created. You know yourself, Joey, if you're born a male, you will die a male. You're born a female, you will die a female.
Exactly.
God does not make any mistakes. And this Stacey Abrams, she is a Marxist. Marxists lie. They live a lie and they promote a lie. Thank you.
Yep. You're so right. Appreciate your phone call, Marie. Look, surely the people of Georgia are not going to fall for Stacey Abrams this time around. Daniel writes on the Big Rock text line, for some reason, trans is suddenly cool. a trend to rebuke God as if God wasn't smart enough to determine if his creation is male or female. The problem is altering your body and mind isn't like a pair of Reebok tennis shoes. When you change your mind, you can't go back to being who God created you to be by simply changing your shoes, and people do change their minds. Look, there are horror stories of young people who have started or who have transitioned at a very young age because they convinced their parents to allow them to do so. Through peer pressure at school, they convinced themselves that, yes, they were born a male at birth, but suddenly they think God really thought they should have been a female. And parents and teachers, and in some cases teachers without the parents' knowledge, we learned that through a letter that Governor McMaster sent to a school district in Charleston, where parents found out that a teacher in Charleston had been teaching some of these trans ideas without the parents' knowledge. And that's just wrong. That's why we have to be involved in school board races. But there are horror stories of young people who have gone through this transition at an early age, and then they matured and they realized they'd made a mistake. And now they're even more miserable. 877-235-9405. We'll get back to your phone calls and your comments on the Big Rock text line. It is 8:30 in the WeSellKiwi.com studios. Live it, love it, lake it. Let Patty and Gary Kasin help you with all your Lake Kiwi real estate needs. WeSellKiwi.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.